Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coffee and Cream with Rodgers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Yeah, the hardest thing about being the head coach is no one really wants to talk to me. Coaches and staff, they all say I'm hard to approach. Do I seem hard to approach to you guys? I mean, like, I don't think so. But I've had guys come in. You know, I mean, I've had guys come in and say, I really think I want to play receiver. And I say, go and play receiver then, you know. I think I'm trying to be, you know, sometimes, you know, you think you are and you're not. I think we're really, really direct and honest with guys. So the good news is that we say, hey, I think you really have a future here. I hope they believe it. Because if I think they're in the wrong position, I'll tell them that too. But I've had guys come to me and say, hey, coach, can I play this? Can I play that? We moved Bonner from wide out to like an F tight end type of a guy. I think it's been a dynamic move for him. I can see him really having a future there. So one great thing about spring is we can move somebody, and if it's not right, it's not working out, they can always go back. Hopefully we, you know, like again, that's why we spend so much time with the guys and eat together and hang out together so that they feel comfortable. And if it's not comfortable talking to me, they can go to somebody else. Hopefully we have that sort of dynamic within the staff.
That was an interesting point from the presser yesterday. I'll be real. It's hard to approach your boss.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's hard to approach the guy because, for one, you don't want to look like a complainer.
Unless you're Mike Sauter.
I guess.
and then it's like no problem.
Well, you don't want to look like you're complaining about something. You don't want to look like you have an attitude problem. You don't want to look like I'm being lazy because I don't care what you're making me do, or you know, mm-hmm. X, Y, and Z. So it's hard for a player or a person just in regular society to approach the guy in charge.
Yeah. Did you catch what he said though about? He basically is talking about sweat equity.
Yeah, you know, hopefully because we eat together and we spend a lot of time together, you know, guys feel comfortable about approaching me. See, he's just putting money in the bank. All that other stuff, remember at the presser when he goes, what's that have to do with winning and losing? Nothing but everything, right? Mm-hmm. Seriously, even if you try to look at it with your eyes wide shut and one ear closed and you don't want to buy in, like, you're being disingenuous mm-hmm. if you can't because – he's saying all the right things. And, again, I think it's independent of winning and losing. But you can't say this isn't what you've always wanted.
Sweat equity is hard and still. Yep. Like even
especially
especially
for the people in position of leadership.
Right.
Right, because a lot of times you don't see, like, if they're a servant leader, are they practicing what they're mm-hmm. preaching? Is it model behavior? All those kinds of things that I always like to talk about. That's how you get sweat equity.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, too, like, there have been times where, you know, I felt that same comfort level from a boss, but then I've had that anxiety of approaching a problem. I mean, and that's just, you know, that's just me internally. It's a me problem. But it all goes back to, hey, I don't want to come off as I'm complaining.
Yeah, you want a practical application of it? Like, if we can't figure out something here. And Sasha whips that truck in here about 6:40, fixes it, goes on about her way. You guys good? She leaves, right? Or we've seen it before. We couldn't figure out something with the setup and the lights and the television. Bill will come in here about 6:20 or whatever, 6:30. And you see him. He's like, hey, guys, you know, good morning. Do you need anything? See, those are the things that – and it's good and bad if we're not – responsible mm-hmm. enough on how to handle it. So knowing that, you know, Sasha's a problem or she's a fixer, right? Okay, tell me what you need. It's up to us to not
right.
abuse that, right? But once you see it happen, you feel comfortable knowing you can. I'm not going to text Bill at 6:30 in the morning and say, hey, what's the AirPlay code or how do I figure out this television if I hadn't seen him in here at 6:30 before. I'm just not. Right? I'm not going to say, hey, can I stop and put these bags in the freezer if I hadn't seen him go out of his way to make sure that we had what we needed? Because if you don't see it, you don't know that you can do it. Mm-hmm. So who knows what's being said at the dinner table or the lunch table? Or hey, why do – listen, Coach Rule, why'd you swap out all the nutrition and why'd you change the whole food service deal? Because I want our guys to stay here and eat. He says, do you like taking good food out to go? Actually, I don't.
You know, great to see everybody. If it's good,
I want to enjoy it while it's good,
and
right?
While it's hot.
He says, I want those guys to know that we're listening, so we're going to sit down and we're going to talk. And I was like, it's all part of the plan.
I'll tell you what. And, you know, for those out there that are like, well, there are those tough conversations. Like, yeah, there always is in everyday life. And when I say tough, I'm like, if you're thinking about going to the transfer portal, or you're thinking about, hey, I need a break from football, or you're thinking about something that involves you quitting or getting fired from whatever, like those are always going to be hard no matter what. And that's why Coach Rule does a really good job of setting the stage now and early to say, hey, everything up to the extreme is going to be easy with me. Like, when I say easy, conversations are going to be easy and understanding. When you get to the extreme, of course you're going to have those uneasy feelings. Like, if you're going to go to a rival after you've been on this team for, you know, a year or two, because and say you were a good player and you just wanted to go because you had your own thing, he's not going to hold that against you, but it's always going to internally be difficult to talk about that. Yeah. But outside of all of that, outside of the 2% that will be hard, the other 98 will be easy understanding, and it's because he's a tone setter.
100%, right? Like, you can say to – I gave you the analogy. I don't think I said the player, but he's having a back and forth with a player that's having a bad day, right? This is a couple weeks ago. And said player's pretty upset. He says, look, man. You know what my background is, right? I've done this. Players, yay or nay, right? He's like, hey, you know we've done this in the offseason together, right? Player says, yay or nay. He says, your goal is to get to the NFL, right? And player says, yeah. He says, then why would you fight me? Well, why would you not believe in what I'm telling
and
you?
And I like Coach Rule for that reason, because he makes you think.
Hey, and so you know
he
what
makes
that's going to
do?
It
yourself.
Those guys are going to freeze in their tracks. Like, why am I being combative? He's shown me that he's got my best interests at heart, and
he knows
what he's doing. So why am I fighting this guy? I was like, you know, my jaw dropped, right? Because that's the sweat equity I'm talking about.
Do you think that has anything to do with – because the gray jerseys are unique to,
yeah, we'll get
to
into
this
that.
Season. But do you think that has anything to do with two conversations with AJ, with Rollins? Like, hey, you know, it may not be what – because we've said it, but we've never really, like, seen it yet. And, like, the response obviously had to have been good, because he wouldn't be thriving as much on the defensive line and in those drills if the response wasn't good. But, you know, all of that to say, if you're a player.
Do you know how that conversation started?
Hit me with it.
Can he help us out? It's very disarming.
What are you going to say as a player? No.
It's very disarming, especially if you got a little sweat equity. He knows he's still balling on the offensive side. Hey, man, can you help us out? There's an opportunity. Oh, what do you need?
I want to do it all.
See, that's the difference between simple and easy.
And so Coach Rule
It sounds simple. But how many of us really do that? Hey, can you help me out with something? I need some help. So it takes.
I would hope majority of people would, man, but
when's the last time you heard that?
I've put too much faith in society before.
It's just, and if you've practiced it and you've modeled it, and it's kind of how you've communicated, people know you're legit, man. I had an amazing talk with my superintendent the other day. First time I've opened up about 90% of what I said. He had me in there for 2 hours. I originally went in there for something completely different than where the conversation went. But why, though? Because I trust him, and it was disarming. So then all of a sudden, like all bets are off, right? Because then you're just talking. That's how this kind – these are how those kinds of things happen. You know what Bonner was told last year versus this year versus why he's willing to do it? It's vastly different. I'm not saying one's good and one's bad. I'm saying when you model the behavior and you come across as a certain way in being authentic, it's very disarming in terms of what the players can deal with. Right? Like, people have a style that gives you an inkling on what you're capable of talking to them about. And I think they want to be as transparent as possible. Again, it sounds like, oh, man, that's cool. No kidding. Why doesn't everybody do that? And I would say to yourself, why don't you? Start with you. Just try that, what we've been talking about. See if you can model that during the course of the day and how difficult it is. We don't even like doing that within our household, and they're supposed to trust us. It's not easy to do. Simple concept.
But it's fascinating.
It's mind-blowing.
Right now it seems like it's working.
Yeah. I feel I'm okay saying this, right? This is independent of wins and losses. I'm just telling you, when people joke the last 12 years, hey, we need an adult in the room, because let's not act like it was just Frost, because it wasn't. People were mad at Bo and called him immature, and then people said Riley was too old. Like, we pick on Frost because, you know, it's an easy target, and it was the most recent. But we've been complaining about certain things image-wise for a long, long time. Right? And if you're in need, if I hurt your feelings, and you think I'm talking to you, hey, man, you need to get a Dire Law. Dire Law is a team that can provide you a helping hand when you need it, no matter what you're dealing with. Call the Dire Law team at 402-399-37529 or visit dire.law to chat with trusted. See, hear that word?
Yep.
Trusted professionals.
Trusted.
About your personal injury claim. Just don't blame it on ODB. Just tell them I sent you.
We trust rule.
At dire.law.
We'll see you tomorrow.